Hey, I'm at the second annual Los Angeles Anarchist Book Fair at Barnesdale Park on the 24th of January 2010, and I am here with...
Illogic from the Raised Fist Collective, Test Their Logic.
And what brings you here today?
I'm on tour right now with my comrades from the north. We're from Canada. I'm from Toronto. My partner in rhymes, Testament, is from London, Ontario, and we made our way down here to Cali to link up with other comrades in the struggle and make our way up towards Vancouver for the anti-capitalist, anti-colonial convergence coming up in February.
So what kind of things have you seen or been able to participate in here today?
I was given a workshop on some self-defense stuff and some yoga. I'm a yoga instructor and a martial artist, so that's one of the ways I can contribute to helping our communities get stronger and more focused and disciplined. So we did that. And we did a little performance out there for the people, just spreading the knowledge through the music and the culture.
Well, what kind of music do you perform?
Radical hip-hop, very political, along the lines of like Dead Prez or Immortal Technique. But we kind of bring an anarchist vibe to it as well. My partner in rhyme, Testament, is full-fledged, black block till he dies kind of guy. I am very much... if I was going to put myself into a box, it would be the anarchist box. So,
what are your impressions of the LA community?
So far it's real good. I've met some real cool comrades out here. People are real open. People open up their house to us and let us crash, and it's real cool. Plugging in, just talking with people though, it seems like there's some struggles out here that aren't exactly the same as in Canada. The gang violence in LA especially makes things real tough for. People who are struggling to get by when they're fighting with each other, that's what the system wants. So it's hard when that happens because, it's real, self-defense is a real thing. So if people are attacking, you got to protect yourself. But broke-on-broke crime's got to stop, yo. We got to put that energy towards the real criminals who are keeping us all down-pressed.
Mm-hmm. What kind of issues are you dealing with out there on the other side of the border up in the Northeast?
Same thing, bankers taking our money, running the government, corporations worldwide are, taking control. It's not about borders. They don't believe in borders. They're multinational corporations. There's a ruling elite that runs this planet, and they don't have the best interests of the majority of people at heart. So, with the same assholes that are running Canada, are running Britain and Europe and all over the place. It's a plutocracy of the upper crust 5% that's running this thing. So. We've got to put our energy towards stopping these people because they're sociopathic and they don't have humanity's best interest at heart. So this is the time for humanity to evolve, and we're using every tools at our disposal to do that.
What is the role of music in the movement?
I think it's huge. For myself personally, I've learned so much from music. It teaches values, and that's why the mainstream pumps out such horrible things, because they want the children to have horrible values. Materialism, sexism, homophobia, all types of really negative things that are really have no place in our communities, in my opinion. And so the majority of this, the music culture, especially hip-hop, is run by a few multinational corporations, and they have a monopoly on it. And so it's real hard to get other voices out there, but, they are out there. There's been Mad Cat's been talking the truth for enough time since hip-hop, mm-hmm. first was birthed. So we're just one link in that chain trying to do our part to spread the message.
So what can you tell me about what's going on next month in Vancouver?
Well, next month
the occupied territory.
Salish Coast territory. We're gonna show the Olympics. We're gonna show up and show them resistance for sure. Very similar to the Beijing Games, where people use that as an opportunity to bring the issue of Tibet out to the world. We're gonna try and do the same thing up there to bring the issues of the First Nations peoples to the forefront. Canada's got a long bloody record in terms of its relationship with the First Nations Indigenous people. 95% of BC is unceded territory. There was never any treaty signed giving over that land. The Canadian government has come in through the Indian Act, which South African apartheid and Israeli apartheid is based on the Indian Act. Mm-hmm. So that's some heavy stuff there. Most people don't know about that. So we're just basically trying to bring these issues out towards the world stage so it has an opportunity for the world to see that Canada is far from this utopia that a lot of people think it is. Just because we're next to the States and the States is super crazy doesn't mean we're not crazy. Mm-hmm. We're just junior crazy.
Okay. Are you dedicated to music full-time, or do you have a day job that you work? Or
Well, like I said before, I'm a yoga instructor, martial artist. I just got my teacher training certificate last year in Thailand, so I'm trying to balance those things out, which is works really good. Helps me ground myself back into the material world, because touring and music can, like, you know, really give you like only like a one perspective on the world. So it's nice to ground out and get back into the body. It's really important for all people to be balanced physically, mentally, spiritually. As a warrior, that's what we have to do to be strong, to protect this world. We can't be just stuck in our minds or just stuck in our bodies. They have to be all balanced together to be a functioning, balanced human being. So there's all these arts, martial arts. I train in Hapkido. Yoga is one of my disciplines. I love parkour as well, which is like urban gymnastics. So it's really key for us to learn about our bodies, because that to me is like that's the starting point of liberation, is inside. Once we resolve the split in the consciousness, the ego, which divides us from each other, that's the red pill to me. Once you do that, boom, liberation inside. And then no matter what they do to me out here, I'm a warrior, so I can take anything they throw at me. They can kill me, throw me in jail, but my spirit is strong. They can't keep that cage then.
Awesome. How old are you?
I'm 28.
And your name, please?
Chris. C. Illogic, whatever you want to call me.
All right, cool. Thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure.